There was an occasion, 15th of September 1956, I'll take you back to, when Gloucester had a game against Bucharest. I think you were captain at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell us about that game?
Yeah, I will. I was very embarrassed. I was met on the field with a tremendous bouquet of flowers, double arms round it. That was the start of the game. And I can remember thinking, well, what do I do with these now? They met me on the field with these flowers. And anyway, I took them to the touchline and someone took them away. A game we lost, as a matter of fact. I can remember our centres were Mike Jenkin, a Cornishman, and Ian Sheen in the centre. And they tried a scissors movement under our own post, dropped the ball, and they scored. So we that was a game we lost. But it was different because meeting people from Romania, and in those days it was the Iron Curtain, and they had Secret Service men with them all the time, and although some of them, you know, spoke a little bit of English, they were always there to see what was happening, and it was rather, the security was rather tight.
So you're wondering whether one or two of them might defect.
Well, that happened, I think, at the end of the tour. I think some did. Yeah.
When I was looking through some of the games before coming over to talk to you today, Peter, I noticed one in April 1963, Gloucester 22, Cheltenham 8, good win. And it said, P. Ford, two conversions. I didn't know you did any kicking.
Well, I didn't really. I think what happened, we played at King's Home again. I think it was Plymouth Albion, and I wasn't a goal kicker, but all our goal kickers, we tried three or four that day, and they'd all missed. And I managed to get over in the corner by the flag, scored a try, which levelled the score. And as I walked back, because in those days we didn't jump up and wave to the crowd and any of that, you just walked back without smiling, and that was it, you scored. And as I walked back, I was obviously captain, I heard a wag in the crowd say, who's he going to give it to this time? So I thought, well, I'll have a go. So I put it down, let fly, and it hit the far post, came back and hit the near post, onto the crossbar, and wobbled over, which won the game, which was tremendous. So perhaps the Cheltenham game was a game after that, you know, but I wasn't a goalkeeper. It was just one of those things that happened, I think.
One of the features of the Gloucester season now when you were playing, Peter, was the end of season tour down to the West Country.
Oh, yes. So
memories of that.
Oh, tremendous tours they were. And I mean, there was a list and there was always a cut-off point. You know, some players were unfortunately not allowed. They only could take a certain number, and you were always concerned about getting on the tour. I mean, from Christmas onwards, you talked about it, you know. And I remember getting upset one year. I'd obviously retired from playing, came back in and played. Things weren't going very well, I don't think. And Canon Irving Hughes came to see me and said, look, you know, they go very well. Will you come and help out? Which I did. Things, not because I play, but things turn around and we done all right in that. And then the list for the tour came out and I was on it. And I thought, well, that, you know, not very good. So I went to see Mervyn Hughes and said, you're Mervyn, a bit hard, aren't you? I said, you asked me to come out and play. I didn't particularly want to. Things have gone all right. And I'm not. Oh, he said, we thought we were doing you a good turn because I know you're always busy and didn't, wouldn't want to go. But anyway, I went and it was all good, you know. Oh, they were wonderful tours. I mean, we'd probably play, we'd be Exeter on the way down and go down to play Penzance or something like that. Come back up and probably play Tynmouth and that, but...
Yeah, you always seem to play Tynmouth as the last
game.
That was
like, but they beat us on one occasion, I mean,
Are you feeling a little unwell that day?
I would think if we got 15 players out there, we're rather lucky, you know. And but yeah, they were great. They were great times. And it was a great occasion. I mean, people go all over the world now, but to go to Cornwall on a Gloucester trip was tremendous.
Any stories particularly in your memory of those trips?
I can remember Don Rutherford's first trip with us on tour. He was set up the front marking books, and Roy Folk was organising things, shall we say. And Roy Folk went up and said, pound on. And Don said, yeah, all right. And anyways, fishes his pound out and goes on marking his books. Well, of course, a pound was for the barrel of beer we had in the coach, you see. But anyway, by the time we got to Bristol Road, the barrel was empty, so we had to stop and get another barrel. And of course, Don had been there marking his books. Roy Folk goes up, Don, pound. Don, what's that for? Beer. Oh, yeah, and then it don't matter. Pound. And that set of things went on. And of course, I think this was Don's first year with us. He was, couldn't believe the amount of beer that he'd.
Do you have any trouble with the hotel keepers on these trips down to the southwest?
Oh, yes. We were asked to leave on a number of occasions. I can remember one of my very early tours. Duke of Cornwall, Plymouth. Very, very high standard hotel. And in those days, the lifts were open, if you get what I mean. They had a sliding gate, an open gate. I think it's about 7 or 8 stories, the Duke of Cornwall. We're probably on the 5th or 6th floor, I don't know. Bob Hodge and myself were waiting there, and the lift was coming up, going down, number of Gloucester players in there, laughing at us every time they went past. Basically, we were, I say, stranded there. We could have walked down, but they were going up and down. Bob, knowing Bob, come on, he said, we'll stop him. They found this little storeroom up on this 5th or 6th floor. In there, found a couple of buckets, into the bathroom, filled the buckets up. Right, he said, as soon as that grill comes up, let him have it. So we stood there with the buckets of water. Lift goes down, up it comes again. Just as the grill comes up, we let fly with the buckets. Mustn't let it get past, else it would defeat the object. But our players had gone down and said to the manager, chap's up on the 5th floor causing some trouble. So there he is in his dinner jacket, evening dress or whatever. He was soaked to the skin. Another hotel we had to leave. yeah, they were marvellous days.
Did you continue to go on these tours after you'd stopped playing?
Once, as an official? Well, yes, I was lucky enough to, after I finished playing on the committee, and asked to take the Gloucester teams to a number of overseas places. I can think of South Africa, America, Ireland, and you know, to have the honour of taking the team, and they were marvellous times, you know, and met some wonderful people.
Let's go through those. Trip to South Africa.
Plan was we were going to South Africa, so we start saving at the beginning of the season to go in the summer of next season, collecting, I don't know, pound a week off players, that sort of thing. And of course you go to the players on the training night, list there, let's have, oh, I left my money at home. And come the end of the season, when you should have X thousand pounds in the kitty to go on this tour, it was always short. And players were, you know, not they were hard up and they couldn't really afford. Anyway, we used to collect what we could, and the club put so much in one or two generous businessmen used to give us money to help pay for it. But, you know, it wasn't a big cost on the club. That's what we were concerned about. The club couldn't afford it. Yeah, so, but we had, you know, some wonderful tours. I think we were in South Africa pretty well a fortnight, and played, I don't know, 4 or 5 games, that sort of thing. And they were great times. Mark Mapletoff had just joined us on that when we went to South Africa, and he came with us for the first time.
Oh, right.
And remember a trip to Italy we went as well. That was when Barry Corliss came. That was his first, you know, joining Gloucester as a coach. But, oh, we've had some wonderful trips.
Yeah, where did you go to on the trip to the US?
New York and Boston rings. We played in New York, two or three games, and then we went to Boston into a seven-a-side tournament. But, yeah, we had some wonderful times on those tours.